Good evening, Austin music lovers. Welcome to KUTX After Hours. Welcome to our concert club members here in Studio 1A. We're glad to have you here. Want to thank Odell Brewing Company for sponsoring KUTX After Hours, and I hope everybody got a beer that wanted one. Except for me. I'm going to do that afterwards. Because we got some important business here. We're ready to rock. This is such a pleasure and a treat and a privilege to have my best friend here and this amazing band from Italy. Alejandro Escovedo is no stranger to these halls. He's been on the radio. He's done pledge drives with us. He has been in this room many a time come January when he has his big shows at Austin City Limits Live at the Moody Theater, and one of those is coming up, and we'll tell you all about that. He and the band have a great new album called The Crossing. Maybe you saw them on CBS Saturday morning. Anybody this weekend see that show? And we're going to find out about this record, but right now we're going to rock with the band Don Antonio live on KUTX. Please welcome Alejandro Escovedo.
That's all the misery of love tonight. The Midnighters, the black and blue. We love the Stooges and we hate you too. Because I gotta run. There's danger in your chest tonight. You know I'd be an outlaw for you. Let's drop fast. Forget the past. The world's greatest lovers know that this won't last. We're on the road. We'll beat the sun. Johnny Thunder's pounding gun club drums. Cause I gotta ride. There's danger in the world tonight. You know I'll be an outlaw for you. Come on, Johnny, turn us on. Susie Starr's dancing that you can't do. Her dress is red, her walk is cool. She wears Valentino like a broken rule. You know I gotta ride. There's danger in your eyes tonight. You know I'll be an outlaw for you. I'll be an outlaw for you. I'll be Jack Kerouac for you. Allen Ginsberg for you. Gregorio Cortez for you. Octavio Paz for you. Sweetwalker Cheetah for you, baby. I'll be James Dean for you. I'll be Cesar Chavez for you. I'll be Beto O'Rourke for you. I'll be Barack Obama for you, baby. I'll be Zapata for you. Come on. I'll be anybody you need me to be, honey.
Alejandro Escovedo and Don Antonio live on KUTX, Outlaw for You from the new album, The Crossing. Welcome home, my friend.
Thank you. It's beautiful to be here. Thank you very much.
So Is there a way for you, in kind of a nutshell, to tell me the story that's behind the album, The Crossing?
Yeah. So Antonio and I were touring in Italy a couple years ago, I guess it was. We were doing the second tour of Europe. We had done one where we did 35 shows in 40 days, 10 different countries. And we got to know each other quite well, of course. And came back a couple months later. We toured southern Italy. And it was then that I started to develop this idea, because southern Italy was so much like Mexico in a way. The food was spicier. The dialect was different. The desert meets the ocean. And so we just started to come up with the story. And the story is of two young men. One is from southern Italy. His name is Salvo. The other boy is from Mexico, in northern Mexico. He's from Saltillo. His name is Diego. And they meet in Galveston, Texas, where they're both working at Salvo's uncle's Italian restaurant. And it's there that they devise this journey that they want to go on to find the rock and roll and art and culture of America that they believe still exists. So these are two young men who love the Stooges, the MC5, the Velvet Underground. They love the New York Dolls. They love the Dills, Crime. And when they're in really bad shape, they love the Nuns too, you know, that kind of band. And then they also love the beat poetry of the 50s and the free literature of the 60s. And they love the movies of the 70s. They love Antonioni and Peckinpah and those kind of directors. So it's this kind of America that they're looking for. And what they find is something quite different.
And that's how that song fits into the narrative, Outlaw for You. So when you're writing for a character, I mean, obviously there's a lot of you in Diego and there's a lot of Antonio in Salvo. But does it free you up from not, there was something you said, this says more about me than any of my records without being a record about me.
Yeah, it's funny. I know that's a crazy thing to say, but it just kind of liberates you in a way. That when I'm writing, you know, like the first two albums that I made, Gravity and 13 Years, were so deeply personal. It, you know, it's not that it was difficult to write, but it was difficult to sing, you know? And with this record being in Italy, being away from America and what we're used to here, and the studios that were here and playing with these amazing musicians, somehow just kind of really freed me up to really run wild with the imagination through these characters, you know, and I did put a lot of Antonio and I. You could say that those two characters are really Antonio and myself, you know.
But there's, in this album, there's no things that date it. Like, you don't mention specific politicians or specific things that are happening in current events. Did you do that on purpose? Leave those things out?
Yeah, it was intentional. We wanted to make sure that we didn't, you know, kind of pin ourselves to any kind of chronological date or time. Or even within the album and the story itself, it has a beginning and ending, but everything kind of happens out of order on the record, you know? And that was intentional. We talked about it a lot.
It's more like a poem than a narrative, really.
I would say so, yeah.
And Alejandro Escovedo and Don Antonio, this band, are playing tonight at the Continental Club at 10 o'clock. I'm going, so come on, y'all. Let's
You're all
go.
Welcome. You're all welcome.
And I know you. I've been watching your itinerary on your website. You're going to be overseas in October, I believe.
Yeah.
And so we probably won't get you back here until January. You've been doing these annual shows at ACL Live at the Moody Theater. Mm-hmm. Usually they have a theme of sorts. So that's happening again this year.
January 5th. And the theme is The Crossing. We're going to do it in its entirety, along with even the four songs that we left off the record. And we'll have film footage. Nancy took a lot of film footage, and another gentleman, while we were recording the album, filmed a lot. And so we're gonna, you know, have three screens and tell the story through film and music. And we also found out today that we secured Joe Ely will be there, as will be James Williamson of the Stooges, Wayne Kramer of the MC5, John Perry of the Only Ones is coming to play guitar. So it should be a fun time.
And most of those folks you mentioned are on the new album, Joe Ely, Wayne Kramer, James Williamson, the guys from The Only Ones. And in fact, this week, Wayne Kramer's in town with the MC50 show, and he's got a new book. And you guys are doing an in-store Thursday at Book People, you and Wayne Kramer?
Yeah, I'm going to interview him about his book. Yeah, I'll be doing what you do.
Oh.
Sorry. I hope I didn't take your gig.
I was going to say, I kind of like the gig. I'll come watch you work then. Which won't be the first time that I've come to watch you work, because I don't think I've seen any other artist play more times than Alejandro Escovedo, and it's always great. And this album is just amazing. There was an article that came out today in The New Yorker, and you know, when they get into an article, they dig really deep, so I would point any of y'all to look at that article that came out today. The things that the press are writing about this record, they're just amazing. Does that affect you at all? Like when the record comes out and you're kind of waiting to see what the ripples are going to be coming back at you?
You know, this one has press unlike any of the other records. You know, I've always been fortunate in getting good press, but this one is kind of over the top in a way.
Timing?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, just everything fell together. The band's amazing. I felt like Antonio and I really were onto something when we began to write, you know, in Dallas, and what we finished up in Italy was great, and recording was great. The producer, Brian Deck, was amazing, and he mixed it beautifully. So, yeah, I think everything just kind of fell into place. You know?
Congratulations. Thanks. What I was thinking we might do is just do two songs in a row, and you could set them up yourself, introduce each song. Alejandro Escovedo, you're listening to him live on KUTX with the band Don Antonio. They're at the Continental Club tonight. The album is The Crossing. Which song, Al?
Sonica USA.
I saw the zeros and they look like me. This is the America that I wanna be. Anarchy in Hollywood, land of the free. I saw the zeros and they look like me. Feel the power, people pray. Sonica, USA. Feel the power, people pray. Sonica, USA. Little Johnny Dixie, MC5, Cypress Hill, Jurassic 5. Saw the plugs at Larchmont Hall. This is America, I want it all. Feel the power, people pray. Sonica, USA. Feel the power, people pray. Sonica, USA. Mexican radio on the slam dance floor. Her name was Ruby, a cheek on a jewel. Defiant beauty, she was nobody's fool. Feel the power, people pray. Sonica, USA. Feel the power, people pray. Sonica, USA. American record shop. Outside of Lubbock, we got Pierre Dove. By a cowboy named Joey, had a hole in his lock. Santa Fe's a punk with a troubled past. Sitting like a diva in a holding chain. There's a fire in the underground, skins are on the run. Eastside boys have been here, they'll never disappear. You think you know me? No, you don't know me. You'll never know me, no. You think you know me? You'll never know me. You're just a bigot with a back guitar. In America, Salvo fell in love. Italian love is centuries, Italian love is blood. Love can be a junkie, love can be a jewel. Love can be a pyramid, Salvo was a fool. You think you know me? You don't know me. You'll never know me, no. You think you know me? You'll never know me. You're just a bigot with a back guitar. Trigger happy Johnny with a facial scar. America's beautiful, America's ill. America's a blood stain in a honky tonk kill. You think you know me? You'll never know me. Now you don't know me, no. You think you know me? You'll never know me, you're just a bigot with a back guitar.
Alejandro Escovedo. The band Don Antonio, live on KETX. That was Teenage Luggage from the new album, The Crossing. And you can come on out tonight and hear most of this record live at the Continental Club, but put January 5th on your calendars for the big show at ACL Live at the Moody Theater. And come watch Alejandro work Thursday at Book People with Wayne Kramer, who's on the album. Thank y'all for being here. You sounded great.
Can we introduce everybody?
Please.
Okay. On my right, from Faenza, I spoke of that tour we did, 35 shows in 40 days, which Francesco, this gentleman to my right, drove almost every kilometer of the way in his van. Francesco Valtieri on saxophone, baritone and tenor, keyboards, driving, beautiful man. And this gentleman is the gentleman that I wrote all the songs with. We co-wrote all the tunes together. He's an amazing guitar player. And please give it up for Don Antonio, Antonio Gramantieri, from Modigliani. On keyboards, we have a gentleman that also plays with Sucuro in Italy, someone you might have heard. I hope you've heard those records. But he's an amazing, we call him the greatest keyboard player in the world. Give it up for Nicola Peruc, everyone. And on the bass guitar, this gentleman sings better than everybody on the stage. He plays bass and percussion. He's also a great drummer. Give it a great dancer, too, I must say. Dennis Valentini on the bass guitar. And on the drums, great, great drummer, as you well know now. I mean, he's amazing, and I love him very much. Matteo Monti on the drum.
And Alejandro Escovedo, live on KETX. The album's called The Crossing. The artwork is amazing. The photography done by Nancy Rankin Escovedo. You might have seen it on CBS this last Saturday morning, and you'll see it January 5th at the Moody Theater. This is Jody Denberg. I want to thank our peeps, Mixing Studio 1A today, Cliff Hargrove, and doing the front of house, Jake Perlman, our multimedia crew, which means we'll have video from this session posted before too long at KUTX.org. Thanks to Jorge Sanhueza Lyon, Gabriel Perez, and Julia Reese, and our Studio 1A producers, Deidre Gott. I'm Jody Denberg. We're going to sign off. Y'all stick around. We're going to do some more here on KUTX.